Michael, Candyman property owner. From 1989 until 1991, I ran the Slate candy store out of the entryway to our home. Seeing a need, I filled it. Kids like candy, but the only place to buy it locally was at the convenience mart, and a lot of parents wouldn't allow their kids to go there. It was too far away. I asked my mom if I could sell candy, and she agreed. We went to Sam's Club, and she bought all kinds of stuff. Once I told the kids at school what I was doing, word spread quickly. Soon kids were lining up outside our house. My formula was simple. I doubled the price of each piece of candy, and I made a couple of $100 a month after paying for the candy, until I gave up the business after a year. My house was robbed, and my mom and I decided to quit selling candy. By the time I was 16, I transitioned to the digital age. I invested $1,000 in my first computer. With an internet connection and AOL account, I set up a bunch of websites where companies paid me, based on a per-click basis, to advertise their banners. Eventually, the sites were getting 2,000 hits a day, and I was raking in $800 a week. I made several thousand dollars in about 4 months before the system was changed. Now, I will admit that in this pre-Mr. Stevens time, I blew all my money. But when I attended his classes, I took all my ideas about being an entrepreneur and glued them together. Finally, I understood how it was possible to become financially independent. Money wasn't just to earn and spend. The information I received not only pointed me in the investment direction I wanted to go toward, it helped to crystallize my goals. I knew that after I graduated from college, I'd use the next 5 years to create passive income that would exceed my expenses, like a mortgage, car payments, food, and so on. My 10-year goal would be the ability to retire. Not that I plan to do so. To make that happen, I've already begun to invest in real estate. Here's how I did it. After living in a dorm room during my freshman year, I decided to rent my first apartment with a roommate. We split the $800 a month rent in half. After the excitement of actually being in the apartment wore off, I realized that I was paying $400 a month toward the owner's mortgage payment. I knew there was a better way. I began studying the real estate market in the area, Lafayette, Indiana, and recognized that it was a perfect time to buy. Interest rates were very low, and everyone in the area seemed to be selling at one time. A true buyer's market was set out like a buffet. Every day, I spent a little time searching for a duplex, thinking that I'd live in one unit and rent out the other. But after 8 months spent looking at 40 or so duplexes, I was getting discouraged. Most were built before 1950 and required a lot of time for maintenance and upkeep. One day, I saw an ad in the paper for a fully managed fourplex with excellent returns. When I saw it, I was very impressed. Not only was it less than 5 years old, it was better than most of the apartments in town. Fireplaces graced each unit, which also contained washers and dryers. The units on the top floors were topped with vaulted ceilings. I could live there in luxury. When the owner presented me with a copy of the financials as soon as I arrived to look at the property, I was even more impressed. The seller was asking for $245,000, and while he agreed to $240,000, I knew that I should have the property appraised. Sure enough, the appraisal price was $266,000, which gave me the leverage I needed. My research told me that due to economic conditions, most banks only required about 10% down. I used the appraisal price as leverage. Here's how that particular bank looked at the numbers. They regarded $266,000 as the price and 10% of it, $26,000, as a cash down payment. The $26,000 existed on paper only. But then something else came to my attention. By putting 10% down, I was required to pay for private mortgage insurance, nicknamed PMI, which is additional insurance required by the bank to help them sell the loan to another bank. The $120 monthly PMI insurance fee seemed like money flushed away. Determined to avoid this payment, I figured out a way to put 20% down. I talked the seller into carrying a second mortgage of 10%. He agreed, and the private mortgage insurance disappeared. Seeking the best terms, I talked to about 5 banks over a course of a month. One was willing to do whatever it took to get me the loan. This person was willing to support me. I was 20 at the time. And work every step of the way to secure the loan. In my case, that included special approvals from the underwriter because of my income constraints. The loan came through, a 5-year ARM at 6.375%. This means for 5 years, the interest rate is 6.375%. After 5 years, the rate can go up or down, depending on the current market. I would pay $1,300 a month. I called my friend David to help me analyze the financials. If I lived in one of the units, I would have to pay about $151 to break even. We assumed that I'd get $1,800 in rent for the other three units minus $1,951 in monthly expenses, including the mortgage. So my rent would only be $151 per month for that fourth unit. For $151 per month, I could live in a luxurious apartment and own the building. It was a go.